I hope that for you, sometimes it does cause you to tremble. Those are special times when you can think enough about the cross and think intently enough about it and allow it to sink deep inside of you that it causes you to tremble. The idea that Christ gave himself for you. You know, it's easy, I think, to tremble at the thought of him raising from the dead. Like that would, that's probably scared some people. There's probably a lot of trembling there. But I think that deep appreciation that you only can have when you contemplate the sacrifice of Jesus is something that is possible for us. You know, I hope you have had a chance to listen to the sermon from last week that was given by Nick Leffler. You know, we've been talking about what the kingdom of God is like, and there is no greater attribute for the kingdom of God than to imitate the love of God in the lives of each other. And to show God's love to one another, to show God to the least of the brothers, as Jesus talks about in Matthew 25. And he offered a quote that, I'm not sure if I have it exactly right, but it was a John Piper quote that compared kind of true love that comes from the heart and this desire that seems like it that comes from the flesh. And he said, love is motivated by the joy of sharing your fullness. In other words, when you're filled up with that trembling, when you're full of appreciation for what Christ has done for you, it just comes out, it overflows in the form of love. But he said the flesh, by contrast, is motivated by the desires to fill your emptiness. And I think about how many things I've done where I'm trying to fill a void. I'm trying to fill some guilt or some shame. And I do something nice to get that feeling because I'm lacking. Versus when I do it just because the love of Christ is overflowing to me. And I've been thinking, and I immediately thought about the same scripture that Corey used in our welcome this morning. And I think it's important just to look at it, because really what it does talk about is that very thing, that we can get filled up. How do you get filled up? He's going to be talking about that next week in his sermon, Nick is. But one of the ways that I fill up is by looking at the cross. And Paul says here, I guess I can read it back there, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the full measure of the fullness of God. How do we get to the point where we're experience that full measure where we can overflow, our love can overflow in the lives of others, where it's not something selfish, but it's something that's selfless, like Christ's love. And I just want to direct your attention to one of the words here, and it's the whole idea of dwelling, Christ dwelling in you. I'm going to talk about that a little bit in my sermon this morning, but what does it mean? I mean, that's what he's hoping. He's hoping that you would allow Christ to dwell in you, to live in you, to reside in you, to take and make his home in you, where he'd feel very comfortable being in the library of your mind, the family room of your entertainment, the dining room where you're feeding your desires. He wants to be very at home there, and I hope you want him to be very at home in all the parts of your heart. And, of course, the way to do that is what we're doing today. Can you advance to the next slide? I think there's another slide. There it is. You have to do it by grasping how wide and high and deep and long is the love of Christ. Yeah, that's what we have the opportunity to do now at communion, to consider Christ crucified and the demonstration of the length of his love, that it's just never ending. The height of his love, just that it's so superior to any love you've ever experienced. It had nothing to do with you and what you were going to do for him. It had everything to do with him and what he wanted to do for you. how deep it is, how it touches us in the depths of our soul. And I think if we could do Christ any justice today, if we could really set our hearts on honoring the sacrifice that he made on the cross, it's going to come now in the next few minutes as you prepare to take the bread and the fruit of the vine, which represents for us the body and the blood of Christ given on the cross. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that we will be able to understand the width of your love. It reaches all of us. There's nobody outside of the range of your love. I pray we'll be able to realize the length of your love, that it is never ending. It doesn't come and go. It's not fickle. I pray that we'll be able to realize the height of your love, and just how much far superior it is to anything we've ever experienced in this world due to its incredible unconditional nature. And I pray, God, we'll be able to understand the depth of your love as we look to that scene of your son dying on the cross. I pray it'll cause us to tremble. In Christ's name, amen.